stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
The day of the Lord is upon us. The day of the Lord is not coming, friend. It's upon us.
For the world has gone crazy in the ways that it lives and the way it does and how it lives.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, we're all worried about our children and grandchildren with all that's going on in this world right now. That's very normal. We all love our offspring, but we must trust that the example we try to set for them and our prayers are helping in some way. The Bible says in Proverbs 22:6, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Even if we weren't the best example when they were little, they see a difference now. The good they have had implanted in them will take hold at some point in time. We have to trust the Lord on that. After all, the Bible tells us it will, and the Bible does not lie. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Praise the Lord, my friends. As Sharon and I expose the false tonight, are you ready to hear about the truth? On the Prophecy Power Half Hour, getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. And please know that the I Am has sent us unto you. Amen. This true truth, God-ordained program is spiritual. And as such, we need your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. No matter what the amount, no amount is too small. They all add up to keep Signs on the air. That is, if you want to help keep Signs on the air, Mondays and Wednesdays need more support. In February, will I find your love gift in Post Office Box 122 this week? It's the only way they can stay on the air. This program is listener-supported. It can stay on the air in no other way. Now, for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Bible, Acts chapter 2, verses 17 through 20. "And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days," that means the last days, "of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will shew wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood, fire, vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord come." Watchman comment. Okay, all you skeptics, there it is in Holy Scripture black and white. The last days, the end times, pouring out of Yahweh's Spirit. Prophecy, visions, dreams, signs, wonders in heaven and on earth. If you cannot believe God's word, you are religious and not Christian, and that's a big amen. Have you ever heard that old, true believer saying, "God said it, I believe it, that settles it, my. When they number the ones who truly believe, will you be counted in? That's a song, don't you know? When the gates to the New Jerusalem are opened, will you be able to just walk right on in? I pray you can, as listeners to this program should be spiritually right and spiritually ready. Brother Johnson is Yahweh's called and ordained watchman, sent by the I Am to speak to you, the remnant, and to all the peoples of the earth. Don't you see how impossible it would be for one man like myself to reach out to the whole world as I do through radio, internet, downloads, and podcasting? One man without any help, without any funding, except the blessings of God through you, my friends. It is nothing less than a miracle, for I had no technical training. I had no desire to learn or use computers. But when I yielded to Almighty God's call to be his watchman, God's Spirit took over. So here I am doing what I do. Sometimes I would just like to stop. And that's the truth. It's the true truth. But I do not, because the Spirit of the Lord keeps driving me to do what I do. There are only two things that can stop me. And number one is Almighty God, of course, saying stop. And number two is if folks do not respond to the Lord's touch to lovingly support his servant and his program. I have spent thousands of God's called-in support over the years, as Yahweh has directed me and allowed me, at one time broadcasting over 32 programs a month, covering a large audience, as God gave me the grace to do it. And boy, did I need grace to do that much. I don't think I could do it now unless I got a tremendous anointing from God. I'm getting older, don't you know? Heading for, in a few months, 7 centuries. So again, here I am, still on the air, with your help and God's blessing. There I will stay unless number 3, which is actually part of number 1, God allows me to be taken off the air. Amen and amen. I will not quit on God. How about you, my friends? The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. So get right and get ready, for the day of the Lord is upon us. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
For yea, saith God, victory is not what you think it is. Victory is not what you have been taught it is. For victory in me is very special, saith the Lord. And I give it very sparingly to those who know me and love me and are called by my name. If you would like victory, now is the time to turn. O earth, turn from your wicked and your evil ways. Turn, O Sodom and Gomorrah. Turn, all you who are weary and heavy laden. You will not find rest in the things that you are doing and saying, but only rest in my word, my life, and my victory, saith God.
So be not fearful, but open your mouth and speak my word. Come against the enemy. Come against those that know me not. Speak my word with boldness, and I shall go before you like a sharp two-edged sword, and I shall even peel as the skin off an apple to cleanse and purify those that need cleansing. For these are the last days.
My dear friends, let's not be skeptical, but instead have an ear to hear as we search the end times prophecy news behind the news on tonight's Signs of the Times program. T and E from Missouri have, in the Spirit of the Lord, sent a WOW Walk on Water love gift to sponsor tonight's program. And, bless their hearts, they included a Target gift card for Sharon and myself. My, my, my. We bless you and we thank you, our friends. Monday night listeners, will you respond to the need to support this program on your station in February? It's a new month and new bills for radio station airtime. I really need to hear from you. Some have lost jobs, among other hindrances. So if you do not regularly send signs support, and you can afford to do it, will you pray and ask the Lord? Ask him what he would have you send in to help, and then sit down right away and write your letter to Post Office Box 122. Before you forget, God has touched your heart to do it. Lord God, I pray you will bless tonight's sponsors and also bless all those who help keep every one of your science programs on the air. And also, Lord, I pray you will bless all those listening to this program tonight. Lord, this is an important one. Please touch them with your true truth. Amen. Please stay tuned throughout this program for a devotional at the end that will help keep you informed, titled, When the Messiah Returns. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio programming. Watchmen Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. This is Brother Johnson. We have heard so much speculation on gun control. And gun control is gun control, but it's actually more than gun control. It's gun confiscation. That's what this is all about. This is a 666 end time scenario. I don't know what to tell you if you don't believe me on that. If you're wondering why I keep giving you this information, it's because that once this happens, 666 is going to be upon us in full force. So I wanted to give you an interview conducted by a radio station in Ithaca, New York, with the Tompkins County Ithaca Sheriff, Ken Lansing. Please understand that this is coming directly to you with as factual a report as I can give you. It is 9 minutes long, so it's going to take a while. Listen carefully. This is the actual audio. I have not done anything to edit it except to increase the volume.
Our guest this morning is the Sheriff of Tompkins County, Ken Lansing, joining us. And Ken, you were part of the New York State Sheriff's Association's meeting last week in Albany, and they raised some real concerns about New York's new gun laws. What was the discussion among sheriffs before the formal statement was issued?
Well, we spent a lot of time on it, I can tell you that, in the 4 days that we were there. And it was, the inconsistent these of not knowing how things are going to be implemented and who was going to do what, and just a lot of cloudiness about what was going on, and then some real concerns about, some of the points, what is it really going to do? And it caused us a lot of extra work at our places in the sheriff's offices across the state, because we didn't have answers for our public. And when they came to the door and wanted to know, how about this, how about that, and that adds more confusion and more work for us. So there was a lot of concerns about the just getting things straight in our mind of what is going on and what can we do a little bit better, maybe.
Any further clarification after the Sheriff's Association meeting last week in Albany?
Sure. We were able to spend a lot of time, as I said. There's 50-some sheriffs there out of the 60-some in the state. And we were able to, all of us, come to a consensus of what our concerns were and what we liked and what we thought needed to be better addressed. I mean, one thing I want to say real quick, though, Lee, is that, unfortunately, many times our emotions cloud our judgment, and I feel this is a case here that, the tragic that, happened in Connecticut really added to an urgency in most people's minds. What more can we do to protect our people? And I think that kind of, this was good intentions, and good intentions are great if taking the time to, implement them and think about them. But, again,
let's take a look at the good, the bad, and the unclear. Tompkins County Sheriff Ken Lansing with Governor Cuomo signing into law New York's SAFE Act with the strictest gun laws in the nation. What's the upside? What's the good part of this law that'll actually keep the community safer as you see it?
Well, first of all, the restriction on FOIL requests that we all know about happening in the far east in the New York state, down towards Westchester County. People should be allowed to have their privacy as far as who holds permits. It just wasn't a good thing that happened down there. So him putting the restriction on FOIL requests for pistol permit holders was a great idea. The killing of emergency first responders. Yeah, couldn't agree with him more. Tougher penalties, more consequences to your actions is important in many aspects of the world. Requirement for a NICS check for private sales between immediate family. That's a good idea. There's nothing wrong with that. That is a great idea, so that people aren't just handing a gun over to somebody that they don't even hardly know, maybe just for the dollar. Comprehensive review of mental health records before firearms are granted, and review of records to determine if revocation of permits is required. We've all been stating that, the health laws and health requirements, health mental health requests are important. Safe storage of firearms. I know I do that at home, and I think everybody should, and now to even press upon people more important for them to make sure they keep their firearms safely stored, especially if they have the possibility of, troubled people at their home. So, and increased penalties for illegal use of weapons. Those are the things that we agreed with. They thought they were really good and were a great start for this bill.
And Sheriff Lansing, what elements of the SAFE Act now law and, now called upon with sheriffs across the state to enforce these laws, which part of this is perhaps doesn't make us any safer, but may be more of a knee-jerk emotional response to Newtown and could cause some confusion?
Well, the ban on assault weapons and definition of assault weapons, that's still out there. And like we said, somebody, I mean, I There's some people that like to hunt, target shoot, and self-defense, I guess they were put in there also. But, you know, there is a sport out there for people, and some of these weapons that they use are, in our minds, not assault weapons. And one that comes to mind for a lot of people is the Ruger 10-22, which is just that, a 22 rifle that can be converted to look like an assault rifle. And with a 10-mag clip and the new, restrictions, it really could be conceived as an assault rifle when it was really a great sporting rifle for many people. Inspection of schools by state agencies. We've been doing that. The local agencies and the county agencies have been doing that. But the state's also been helping us with that. So that just needs to be cleared and a little bit of who's going to help and who's going to share the responsibilities. And I think that'll be cleared up very easily because that's an important thing that we've been working on for a long time. Reduction of ammunition magazine capacity. 7 to 10, we didn't feel was anything that really made a lot of difference. I mean, people have to understand that a magazine, a semi-automatic weapon, can be fired as quick as you can pull the trigger and reload it and very quickly, too, by just putting another mag in. So we don't think that really made a lot of difference other than to limit the amount of weapons that, pistols that could be sold in New York State. If that's what their objective, I think they needed to state that. The 5-year recertification of pistol permits and status registration that exists in the assault weapon, that appears to be going to be done possibly by the state, and it looks like it's going to be done possibly electronically through the computer. Didn't look like it was going to be a big inconvenience the way it was explained, but again, there's a lot of unclear things that even the state police didn't know when they spoke to us about it and how it was going to be implemented. So that needs to be cleared up. Sale of ammunition, that is awful cloudy to all of us, too, with how that's going to. Is it going to limit how much can be sold or just keep track of how much is going to be sold? And those are the things need to be clarified by us and for us so that we know what's going to happen there. And law enforcement exemption to be clarified, I think that was a minor point. I took it as since they didn't say we couldn't, I didn't feel it. But again, I guess they want to make sure that states are very clearly. So those are the things that came up that were our concerns that we'd like to.
These were issues, Sheriff Lansing, that may have been able to have been addressed by the legislature before the law was signed into passage. And the Sheriff's Association in New York State actually makes direct mention in their release after the meeting last week in Albany of the way in which the bill was passed in the first place, without any public comment, without any hearing, without a chance for the state senators to so much as read the bill, and it left the Sheriff's Association without any opportunity for input, for clarity, to make sure that they don't themselves become criminals under these new gun laws.
Yeah, and that was a big concern. Earlier in the year of 2012, late in the year, around December, there was an email passed around to the Sheriff's Association members, all of us, about the idea of some of the things that we'd like to see addressed. And that was pretty much, was very vague, and we answered those questions. And if they considered that our input, they were sorely mistaken, and we were hurt by that because that's not what they were so vague. It was just questions that we thought they were going to let us address. We have this winter conference every year. We told them that we were going to address these issues and come back with some ideas, and we were not given that opportunity.
Last week, Sheriff Lansing, the Wall Street Journal reported that 90 sheriffs had pledged not to enforce the laws that they themselves deem unconstitutional. The Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Was there any discussion among sheriffs to ignore any of the laws on the books, or are you going to adhere to the laws as they're written, enforce them as you understand them, and not be the arbiter of what the law means, but be the law enforcement that you're assigned to be?
Right. Well, first of all, the biggest thing is so many people are fearing that we'd come to their homes and take their weapons away. That won't happen unless somebody breaks, laws like domestic violence and things like that. But I guess something I have to make very clear. We swear an oath, all law enforcement people do, and sheriffs represent all the people, and we take an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of New York, and sheriffs will continue to enforce all laws of the state, and we'll protect the rights of the citizens, including those rights guaranteed by the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of New York State. So that's pretty much what it is. I mean, we're going to enforce the laws, and once these are, and they have been signed into the law, and once all the clarifications come out, we'll have to enforce those laws because that's what we swear an oath to the people.
Sheriff Ken Lansing from Tompkins County joining us after the convening of the New York State Sheriff's Association last week in Albany. Thank you for the clarity as you see it. And when you get more clarity, I look forward to having you share it with everybody else. Sheriff Lansing, thank you for your time and information as always.
Yes, and thank you. And we try to keep our Facebook and our website updated with these. We brought them back, and I think that people were able to get them in last week. I didn't get into the office till Friday, and I had a lot of stuff to catch up on, too, but I know that that was our... And we will continue to do that, and as you know, call me anytime, and we'll be glad to clarify things the best we can.
Now that we've heard from the sheriff and his opinion, let me comment on those opinions. New York State gun laws are now the toughest in America, so they weren't looking at as they reflect the coming federal gun laws. New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo is a liberal Democrat, just like the Obama, and they both may be closet homosexuals. Why did I connect this to homosexuals? It is because they fear anyone who says they are perverted sinners, and many behind this Democratic push for gun control are homosexual, and that's a fact. I'm not speaking of the sheriff, however. Sheriff Ken Lansing himself, though, clearly stated, and I quote, "There is a lot of cloudiness going on," end quote, which I expect as these fraudulent elected Albany, New York, and federal officials do not want their plans out in the open completely. The Bible says this, my friends, 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, "Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now there are many Antichrists whereby we know that it is the last time." Sheriff Ken Lansing also said that without answers that neither the sheriff or New York State police have just adds up to more confusion. The Bible says this about that, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. "For this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." Yes, my dear friends, some of this confusion is from God, that all that should happen will happen as Yahweh has formed it all from the beginning. Some may be thinking, though, of that verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, "For God is not the author of confusion." But be careful, my friends, to keep that verse in context. For verse 31 and 32 is talking about prophets keeping their spirits in line with Yahweh's will, which is exactly what I'm talking about. The sheriff himself said many times, "Emotions cloud people's judgment, and that is where confusion, not from God, enters in." Requiring a check for private gun sales might sound okay, but it could extend to not being able to sell anything in 666 times to force people to take the mark of the beast, 666. Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18 paraphrased, "And he causeth all to receive a mark, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, for it is the number of a man, the number of the beast, 666. The sheriff mentioned that all the police were in agreement that unsafe or illegal use of weapons needed to be dealt with. Again, sounds really good, but, anything can be determined as illegal use. Think now, how could that be extended for the time of the end, 666, and the myriad of possibilities that could be deemed illegal, criminalizing even owning a Bible, which the Antichrist, I assure you, will hate. Now, I am not attacking the sheriff. He sounded like he was a little for gun control, though. I am, though, using what he said to wake you up to the end of day's Antichrist scenario and how all this control factors in. The sheriff actually said the weapons that look just like assault weapons are not assault weapons, to his credit. Just like I have been reporting to you, there is no legal assault weapon. That is a Democrat lie. The sheriff even said the New York State reduction of magazine capacities, to his credit, from 10 bullets to 7 meant nothing, and I believe that, as he does. I think it was just to appease the fears of those who govern are placing falsely in people's minds. 2 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 38, "But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant." And by the way, to have that verse be applied by God to any Christian is as undesirable and dangerous to a soul as it gets. The sheriff stated many times, "Nothing is really clear," which I believe is typical of tyranny perpetrated on the populace by Hitler and Stalin types. Again, men bringing confusion, not God. Because if they can confuse, they can easily control, especially when gun control becomes confiscation of all guns. And gun ownership has kept America safe from the beginning, for the bad guys fear guns, my friends. and that's what keeps them in line. If they have no fear of you, they're going to come and get what you've got. They're going to kill you. They're going to maim you. They're going to do things that you wish you had some way to protect yourself. New York State's bill was passed in secret, which is why there is confusion. No input from New York State residents or police who have to support laws that are unclear with no police exemption. Therefore, the police themselves are now carrying and using illegal weapons according to New York State gun control laws. In the rush, they were not exempted from those laws. Will the New York police now have to arrest themselves? My oh my. That is kind of foolish, isn't it? 90 sheriffs across America, as it said in that interview, have openly pledged not to support the federal version of these false gun laws, meant to eventually become gun confiscation excuses. The sheriff said they would not come to homes to remove guns unless somebody broke the law. But if the guns are made illegal, then the law means the guns made illegal by the cloudy laws must be confiscated. Therefore, they will come to the homes to get them. Even if he doesn't want to, he said he would enforce laws. If the sheriff swears to enforce the Constitution, yet the Constitution says Americans have the right to keep and bear arms, how can they enforce laws that have gone against the American Constitution? They will ignore the Constitution, maybe, just like Obama and the New York State Governor Cuomo are now doing. 666, the last days, the end times, they sure are here. There is no clarity in these false last days, Antichrist supporting laws. Amen. Well, my dear friends, you may not think that that was as important as the regular news behind the news, but there is nothing more important than this, because this is ushering in 666, even up to and including the mark. So let me now give you that devotional that I always give you at the end to help keep you informed, titled, When the Messiah Returns, Revelation chapter 1, verse 19. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. My dear listening brethren, that will be at the revising of the nation of Israel under the Antichrist, climaxing with the global bloodbath of Armageddon at Messiah's glorious return, in which Jesus, Yeshua Jesus, the Messiah, will obliterate the global armies of the Antichrist, which will finally bring about a true and everlasting peace to Jerusalem, to the nation of Israel, and to the world. Daniel chapter 2, verse 44, chapter 7, verses 13 through 27, Zechariah chapter 12, verse 4, chapter 14, verses 2 to 4, Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 21. What Israel and the nations have attempted for centuries and could never achieve will finally be accomplished by Almighty God's Son's second coming to earth. Psalms chapter 2, chapter 24, 7 through 10, chapter 110, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 3, chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, chapter 33, verse 22, chapter 51, verse 5, chapter 61, 1 through 11, Daniel chapter 2, verses 34 through 35, and verses 44 through 45, chapter 7, verses 13 through 14, Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 21. It will be only by the Prince of Peace that true and everlasting peace, my friends, will come to the world and the city of Jerusalem. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, chapter 33, verse 5, chapter 53, verse 5, chapter 62, verse 1, Jeremiah, chapter 33, verse 16, Zechariah, chapter 8, verse 3, Matthew, chapter 5, verse 35, Romans, chapter 10, verses 2 through 4, Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 12 through 19, Colossians, chapter 1, verse 20, Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 3, and chapter 10, verses 7 through 14. My dear listening friends, please try to comprehend that all current global events are indeed heading to this destination and exponentially beyond. Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 21. So get ready. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get right with God while you still can. Amen. My friends, you may have found it hard to get all those verses. So if you have an internet-connected computer anywhere in the world, you can go to my website, www.signsradio.com. That's SignsRadio.com. Just like it sounds, signsradio.com, all one word. To listen again and again to get those verses, Just look for the MP3 audio link for Saturday, February 2nd, 2013. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.